Welcome back to the Killer Sports Picks Podcast. You got your host here, Killer, and my main man,
Crown Jordan. What is happening?
Nothing much, man. You got to get that mojo working. I had a good Sunday, good Monday, good Tuesday, but yesterday, the record stopped. You know what a record is.
Oh, no.
How about you, Brown?
I did all right last Sunday. The music is incredibly loud today. How long does that song go for?
The song's actually 7 minutes.
You got to fade it out.
I did.
Yeah, so I don't know. I've had two, like, tough weeks fantasy-wise, two tough Sundays fantasy-wise. I know you've been doing pretty good, but I got to step my game up.
I put the cry at the end. Yeah, last week it was FanDuel's been going through some difficulties, but they're getting everything fixed. But last week, for some reason, every lineup I did ended in a green. My bets went well last week. And then last night, well, I went with the Giants game, and I had Arkansas State, who I thought getting 14 points was like a cash in the bank. And they did not show up to play against Appalachian State. They got destroyed.
Oh, no.
But it was a weird game. Like, they were in the red zone. Then they, didn't score. And it was like turnover, turnover, turnover. It was just bad. I don't even want to. I'm done with that game.
You're getting PTSD just talking about it?
Yeah, I was watching. I shut it off. I picked Giants, getting 5 points. And did you watch that game last night?
I fell asleep watching it.
Well, Daniel Jones got tackled by, no one. He had an 80, I think it was an 80-yard run.
I saw it this morning. He ran out of batteries.
I like that joke. How do I stop that? But, it was just so funny. Just, he's running and he just tripped. It's like a two-year-old when they first got, 1 year old when they first start walking. It's like they get the momentum and they just want to go fast, and then all of a sudden they just fall. So, it was some good news for your team, huh? You're getting a new arrival, huh?
Yep, it's about to be Wednesday every day.
Yeah, hold on, I need a little clapping for you. Yep, I'm slow on this. That's not clapping. Yeah, so what do you think about that?
I think that sound just used my hearing for the rest of my life.
Just the magic wand. That wasn't loud. How about this?
No. All right. Where's your kid?
What do you think about the Le'Veon?
I want your kid to come steal your iPad again.
Oh, Jesus. Keep him away.
I'm stoked. It's the best news of the season so far.
So watching Buffalo on Monday night, what a great game. Buffalo, KC. KC had two good running backs going with Williams and Hilaire. What would you think Le'Veon's going to fit in?
So
without pissing him off.
So in the beginning, the Chiefs are going to say that they're going to ease him in, and everyone's going to get their share and their shake at it, and it's going to be decided by game flow. That's all just a political answer. In 2 weeks, Le'Veon's going to have 85% of the carries there.
You think so? Now, I was thinking that inside the red zone, Hilaire, and I said this a while ago, he's a great runner, but it just seems like his production goes down inside the red zone, where a player like Le'Veon, his production is going to go up. You wish that my son came in and took the iPad. Now he's here. Thanks. Say hi to him. So, there you go.
I was going to say, so this is episode 111. We didn't really do our intro off the top.
Oh.
You got too excited.
We're eager to start talking. But this podcast is brought to you by New England Fleece, best fleece in the business. Call Marco, John, or Pete. Please stop. And let them know that Killer and Ground sent you. Also, I want to wish a happy birthday to my wife. Happy birthday. And I want to welcome a new listener, Blair from South Carolina. We're going to steer you in the right direction. And she's going to come on and do a show with us one day. Looking forward to that, Blair.
Awesome. Happy birthday also. And follow us on Twitter and Instagram at KillaSportPick. And check out Gray Gear, Play Forever. What's your Play Forever?
Here we go. And I think it was another big story. Oh, I guess COVID struck again with Las Vegas Raiders. So they're taking their Monday night game, I believe, and they're moving it to Sunday because, the whole entire Vegas team has COVID.
So I'm reading right here.
Oh,
John Gruden
Monday night,
reports.
Right?
John Gruden reports no more positive COVID-19 tests today. As of this morning, as we're recording this podcast Friday morning. But right now, the entire Raiders offensive line is on the reserve COVID list.
Yeah, so they moved the game. So Seattle's playing Sunday night. Bears and Rams are playing Monday, my bad. Yeah, so I'm surprised they didn't move it to Monday or Tuesday. Like they've been, it seems like the norm and what they've been doing.
You think they're just going to put those practice players in? You know, the ones, the robots with no arms, and they just roll around the field?
They should. That would be cool.
You just put five of those in front of Derek Carr.
There we go. That's still loose, Riley. All right. Do you want to hop into...
So, news this week, as far as, I guess, prominent player injuries. So, DeAndre Hopkins is someone to watch going into this Sunday. He was held out of practice during this week. Odds are he's going to play, but he's not, even though he probably will play, he won't be at 100%. Chenault, am I saying that right? Chenault.
Yep.
Limited at practice this week with a hamstring issue. Hamstring's scary because that's one of those ones where they can just all of a sudden, after one route, be done for the rest of the game.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be careful with him in DFS. Curtis Samuel from the Panthers was limited this week as well. Mark Ingram is going to continue to be out. However, the running back situation there in Baltimore kind of sucks this year anyways because they have like a triple committee going on, which is not great for a fantasy perspective. Ertz is going to be out a while. Zach Ertz.
Yeah, but they have a good Rodgers, the tight end. He played well last night. Good target. But, yeah, that's huge.
Another – well, kind of crazy. So DeSean Jackson finally comes back and then high ankle sprain. So it looks like he's just basically going to miss this season. And this might be it for DeSean Jackson. He's getting up there in age. Miles Sanders, this is a big hit to a lot of fantasy teams. Miles Sanders, I think he missed like week one and now he's out another 1 to 2 weeks.
Yep.
So that's something that's going to definitely affect fantasy lineups. And I'd say that's about it for like kind of prominent DFS impacting injuries. There's a ton of wide receivers that are questionable. You know, like a lot of the big names are questionable, but it looks like they're all going to play. The other thing, Austin Eckler on IR. And so you have this you had this situation no one knows how it's going to shake out yet on who's going to take over the majority of the carries there at the Chargers, but it's looking like Justin Jackson at this point will be the person to take over. So I tell you,
with Kelly,
if you look at the share load prior, it looks like Jackson gets more carries. But until we go through a full game, you know, I'd say it'll become a lot more clear this week. But you could take a shot. You know, we'll talk about that obviously more. One of them is going to outperform the other, obviously, so that we'll know.
And I think one of the big marquee games this week, which should have been moved to like a Monday night spot or Sunday night spot, the Titans Steelers, 2-5-0 teams that have been playing well going at it. So, but we'll hop right in with our sure thing value sleeper. So my sure thing right now is it's like no questions asked. It has to be Josh Allen. He's been playing well. I know they lost to KC, but he's going against a beat-up Jets team. Jets are just not doing well. They're just fighting, and they're just not doing well. So his price tag is $8,800 on FanDuel. Please just start him. My value is going to go to Tom Brady. How come I can't find him?
He's in Tampa.
They don't even have him in here.
Where are you looking?
I'm in FanDuel. This game's probably going to get canceled. How come I can't? All right, but I like Tom Brady. I thought I saw him in here. But if Tom Brady's not there, I had another value anyway. I like Drew Brees at $7,700. He should be getting Thomas back. Carolina is a good team, but they give up a ton of yards. So I like him at $7,700. And my sleeper of the week, I've been raving about this guy, is Justin Herbert. I think it's going to be between him, Claypool, and Edwards-Helaire in terms of rookie of the year. But Justin Herbert at $7,500, he's going to be in that mix.
He's coming off a killer game last week, 27 fantasy points. He's had three games over 23. I think
and it's been against good teams.
Yeah, he's doing well. So this week, my sure thing is Russell Wilson. I think he's the standout quarterback this year. He's outperforming from a statistical standpoint every other quarterback. My only hesitation, if you look back in the last, I don't know, 3-4 seasons, is that Seattle and Arizona have played each other pretty tough. You know, I think there was a game, it was like a 3-3 Monday night game years back that was like it turned into a field goal battle in overtime. But Arizona's, they look different now. They're more of an offensive team. And Seattle doesn't really look like, you know, anyone can slow them down too much. So that's enough about a sure thing. My value this week is a bit of a stretch in Aaron Rodgers. I guess it's because the quarterbacks are priced so high that $8,100 may be a bit of a value. I'm doing that because this game is supposed to be so high scoring. And Aaron Rodgers, he's had games at 29 and 30 fantasy points. So that kind of puts him up at that top echelon where he should probably be closer to 9,000. That's why I'm putting value.
Houston's D isn't good. You know, I think they're ranked like 18th, 10th against the pass, 31st against the rush. So he should do well. He has to bounce back because he started off great last week, then he ended really bad. So I see him coming back.
I think so too, and I see his price is a little low. It's not value compared to everybody else, but I think it's value compared to those other top tier quarterbacks. And then my sleeper again. It's tough to find a sleeper. You probably have the best actual sleeper, but it's just because his name doesn't get mentioned enough, and that's Ryan Tannehill.
Wow, that's a great pick.
His price plays into my choice as a sleeper also. So he's putting up in the last two games 30 and 29.5 points. which should put him in that $8,000 to $9,000 range. However, FanDuel has him priced at $7,300. Wow. So FanDuel's sleeping on him. So that's my sleeper there.
Awesome. Good lineup. That was awesome. Great, really in-depth and well-rounded lineup. So here I go. My sure thing, I was a toss-up between Derrick Henry and Aaron Jones. Henry's going against a tough Pittsburgh D. They've been playing well. So I'm not sure, but as of right now, I put Aaron Jones in that spot. Last week, he fell off. He had 11.6 fantasy points. He fell off. They were behind, so they started chucking the ball, and Williams came in earlier than expected. But I like Aaron Williams in that spot. My value pick, hopefully he's there, is Edwards-Helaire going against Denver. I know Denver did well against New England last week. Crazy game. But I think Helaire is not going to get the 26 attempts that he got against Buffalo. But he's going to get a bunch. And I think now with a guy on your heels like Le'Veon, one, he's going to learn from Le'Veon. Le'Veon's a good veteran. But two, I think he's going to push him more now in this competition. And my sleeper who – you're going to say, wow, you always pick him. So I'm going to let you say who it is this week. Which running back do I always pick?
I don't usually listen to your part, so I don't know. I'm
every
kidding.
Time I pick
I always listen. I don't know. I'm going to be surprised.
Adrian Peterson.
Oh, my gosh. I should have guessed.
Come on. He's going against the one of the weakest D's with Atlanta. Atlanta's defense actually stepped up last week and played well. I had them picked in a couple of plays. But I think AP, his numbers, he's going to crush it this week. Look for AP to hit it up.
I like it. So my sure thing this week, I'm going Alvin Kamara. My biggest reason for him being my sure thing is targets. So this guy is averaging an insane 9 targets in the pass game per game. So, you know, if he catches 8 of those 9, you're getting an additional, you know, 4 points because FanDuel's half point PPR. So I tend to like running backs that are also involved in the passing game, not just from that little bit of half point PPR, but also that means that they're not giving up their duties to somebody else if the team is playing from behind. They remain in the passing game.
Did you say duty?
Yes, duties. So no. I really like him. He's averaging, I think it's like 25, 26 points per game. At my value this week, I'm going to go with Todd Gurley.
I like that pick.
Playing against Detroit. So I know last game he was down a little bit, but he's playing against Minnesota. He got 20 carries, only amounted to 8.2 points, but he touched the ball 23 times, which I really like. So his price is only $6,600. So anyone who gets to touch the ball that many times for $6,600, that's value to me. Game before last one, he had 23 against Carolina. Game before that, he had 18. So I think this 8.2 is a bit of a dip, and that's why you see his price go down a little. I think he's going to get overlooked this week a bit. You know, going against Detroit, I see this guy probably having, you know, a 15 to 25-point week.
Yeah, see, last week I watched Detroit play Jacksonville because I had a parlay, and Jacksonville was the only team I needed to win. And Jacksonville, you know, they just didn't have the tools to beat them. And Robinson's not a bad running back, but I can see like a Todd Gurley against Detroit really, really stepping it up and pushing them a little bit. It seems like he lost a step from wins with the Rams, but that's a good pick. I like him.
Thank you. And then my sleeper for the week, kind of foreshadowed this a little bit, is Justin Jackson from the Chargers. Now, he does have a questionable designation, but he was limited at practice. So since he was able to get the practices in, it looks like he's going to play. I think he's going to get the majority of the carries. He's not going to be the sole back. there. Mm-hmm. But last week he had 15 rush attempts, 6 targets, 5 receptions. So touches the ball 20 times for only 6,100. I think this week he bumps those numbers up even a little more. Probably my guess would be somewhere in the neighborhood of 15 points, but I think he's a good sleeper pick for the week.
There we go. Good picks. So we're going to move over to wide receivers. My sure thing is going to be Davante Adams. Green Bay has to come back, and they're going to come back with vengeance and look for Devontae and Rodgers to have a huge day. My value pick for 7,500, this guy, they're going to push him up. It's Stephon Diggs. 7,500, come on, FanDuel. This guy's worth more than that. He's been double-digit fantasy points, like, all year. And he's going against a weak Jets team. My sleeper is a guy that brought me some good money a couple of weeks ago, is Jalen Guyton from the Chargers. He's the guy that, all right, he's going to bounce around. He's going to have a small day, big day. But he's the downfield guy, and they throw downfield to him a lot. Jacksonville's beat up. Jacksonville's secondary's beat up. Jacksonville's 19th versus the pass. So look for Guyton to catch. All I need him to catch one long one. Give me 13 points, Guyton, and you'll be the man.
Nice. For my sure thing this week, I'm going to go with Amari Cooper. My reasoning here is if you look at people that are playing in the main slate $1 million room, Amari Cooper has more targets per game than everybody else. He's starting to develop chemistry with Dalton. Dalton's not bad. Dalton just hasn't been in this system.
True.
So last week he had 17.4 on 7 receptions. I see him breaking into the 20s this week. And he's going to get double-digit targets in this game. Really like him. And this is crazy because, you know, when we land on some of the same people, you know, in defense or quarterback or running back, that's likely. But out of all the wide receivers out there, I also pick Stephon Diggs as my value.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Well, you're right. When you're right, you're right. So
there you go.
7,500, this guy should be in the 8,000s. He probably will be soon. So if you look at his fantasy points per game, his lowest game of the season, worst game, is 12.6 on 9 targets. Best game, 25.3 on 13 targets. So a very high floor for Stephon Diggs, very high ceiling for Stephon Diggs. And in the NFL, he's 4th ranked in targets per game.
So wow.
Stephon Diggs, great value pick. And then last, my sleeper, is a guy that I used in season long the last few years. Doesn't get a lot of credit, and that's Keelan Cole. So I don't know how – somebody's asleep at the wheel pricing these guys over at FanDuel. So – he's 5,500 this week, right? Last week he had 17.3 fantasy points on 6 receptions for 143 yards. And now, yeah, it was against Detroit. Now I know the Chargers defense is a little better than Detroit's, but I think they're going to have to throw the ball. Keelan Cole is quietly, you know, he's put up 3 double-digit games. He's a pretty high target share, especially when you compare it to that 5,500 price. He's like head and shoulders above everyone at that 5,500 price.
So we went through our lineups, and I was just thinking, and it's tough. Like we're grouping each position into 3. But a team that I think should a stackable, high stackable team is the Falcons. You know, they're playing good ball. And they're going against a weak Detroit D. I think that game's going to be a shootout. I know we both like Todd Gurley, but you can get Julio Jones, who had a remarkable game. Ridley, just try to group the whole entire right. Try to get those guys in somewhere because they're going to produce points. So
that's move on to Titans. That's a great. I really like that stack. That's a good idea.
Yeah, I'm going to put it in. I you know, the infinite categories we have here, but yes, we will. Maybe next week we should, like, expand our category to, like, three stackable teams. So we'll talk to our production team and we'll try to fit it in. There's no production team now. All right, so let's move on to tight ends. My sure thing can be a value, can be a sleeper, but I love Darren Fells. When the year started, the Houston Oilers, I'm joking, Houston Texans is big on Akins, but he hasn't produced. He's been hurt. But Fells is crushing it. Last week he had 7 targets, 6 receptions. They're doing screens for him. They're doing everything to get him the ball. He is really good, really good. $5,300. Please use Darren Fells. My value pick is another guy. Situation like you were talking, I like the situation you were talking about with the Cowboys because they have a great tight end, Dalton Schultz. I think that's a great value pick in Andy Dalton. Dalton's going to really hook him up. And my sleeper, he had a huge, huge, huge day last week for Tennessee. Schultz is 5,200. I'm sorry, guys. My sleeper is Anthony Frisker from Tennessee. I know they're playing against Pitt. Last week he had 9 targets, 8 receptions, 113 yards, and a touchdown. I had him in 2 of my lineups. This is probably why every one of my lineups went into money. But what a player, what an athlete. Please, if you can fit him in, 5,000, get him in.
Wow, you went deep on the tight ends this week. I'm a little more on the surface with the tight ends. So my sure thing is Travis Kelce. The reason I'm going to put him as my sure thing, I think most weeks, is he has, regardless of position, he has the 7th most targets in the league this year per game. So when you have that much opportunity, I'm going to always kind of go towards that direction. He has a game with 14 targets and a game with 12 this year, averaging 8.8 per game. In my value this week, I'm going to go with George Kittle. He's a little high priced at 7,100. I guess it's a value compared to Travis Kelce, who's 7,900. But, you know, this guy had a 32-point game earlier this season, and he's coming off a 20-point game. So if he has gone up and down each week, though, however, he's gone for a touchdown every other week that he's played. And then my sleeper this week, people know his name, kind of, Hunter Henry.
Nice.
He's drafted in a lot of leagues. But I guess his price at 5,800 is kind of what makes him a sleeper to me. He's coming off a 8-target, 10-point game. He doesn't catch. He catches like 50% of his passes. I'd like to see that to be a little higher number to play somebody. But look, I'll put on my John Madden hat. But yeah, 5,800. But you had, I feel bad. You had some great tight end picks.
Why do you feel bad?
You outperformed me in the tight end picks this week.
I one up you all the time. So defense, I would go through quickly. No brainer. Buffalo going against Jets. Anyone going against Jets. So I use Dallas going against Washington. I don't know why they think that game's going to be close. And I can't read my writing for the last one. Really, I can't. But I would say KC. I don't know. I just guessed at that one.
I think KC's a strong pick this week as well.
There we go.
Just like you, sure thing, Buffalo. Everyone, they're going to be the highest owned defense this week. But if you want to separate yourself at value, I like the 49ers playing against the Pats this week. They have a great defense, and Cam Newton's not really great at throwing the football. So I think that's good for the 49ers. And then for my sleeper at defense is the Cowboys. They're priced really cheap this week. And I agree. This game really stands out to me. It's all because Dak got hurt is why all the numbers on Dallas are low now. But, yeah, Cowboys should beat up Washington pretty good.
Definitely the Washington football team.
The Washington Athletic sports people.
My three picks, probably everybody's texting me.
What's your you have a FanDuel lineup for this week?
Oh, yes. I was doing into my picks. My FanDuel lineup. Should I do the drum? Let me do the drum roll.
Yeah, I need to do a drum.
Yes, I got Josh Allen at quarterback, Aaron Jones at running back, AP at my other running back, got Devontae Adams, wide receiver, Stephon Diggs, Guyton, wide receiver. I got Darren Fells, Todd Gurley at my flex and Cowboys D.
Nice. This week, Million Dollar Room, I'm going to go with Tannehill at QB. Alvin Kamara in the first running back spot, Le'Veon Bell in the second running back spot, as long as he's active. Going to check right before. First wide receiver, C.D. Lamb. Second wide receiver, Stephon Diggs. Third wide receiver, Keelan Cole. Tight end, I'm going with Travis Kelce. And in the flex for only $5,900, I'm going with Brandon Cooks.
There we go. Oh, that's a great pick. He's been killing it.
It's been killing it. He's off the radar.
You get a clown horn.
And then at defense, I'm going to go with Sam Fran. Oh, here, to back up my point that Cam Newton's not good at passing, the Patriots are ranked 32nd as far as passing, according to FanDuel.
There we go. So my picks, I'm going to give 0-3. How's that? I like Carolina getting seven at New Orleans. I like Baltimore getting 3 at Cleveland. I'm on Baltimore this year. And I like the Dallas at a pick'em.
Nice. For my three games, I'm gonna go San Fran +2 at New England. That's insane that they're getting points. Green Bay -3.5 at Houston. Green Bay is going to bounce back big. And Dallas pick'em at the Washington football team.
There we go. So what do we say, Ground?
Thanks for listening to episode 111. Good luck, everybody. Win some money. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at KillaSportPick.
Oh, and tonight I like Tulsa giving up 11, and I like Illinois getting 20. On the college football scene again, Wisconsin. Cheese boys. All right. We love you.
God bless. See you next week.
Put your mask on.
Bye.